This is Margaret Noden, and this is Poetry Now. The language that I write in is Anishinaabemowin, and it is a language that is used by the people of the Three Fires Confederacy, the large confederacy that has long lived in and around the Great Lakes. Ojibwe is part of my personal heritage. There's definitely a connection between the way we construct our sentences and statements in Anishinaabemowin and the way that people are perceived as being a part of the world they're describing. So when you have a language that is primarily verbs, you feel active and connected to everything that's going on, whether you're describing photosynthesis or whether you're describing love between two people, things are framed in terms of the action that is happening. Very often in English, you're thinking about nouns. You might want love, and love is viewed as a noun. In Anishinaabemowin, love has the word part zage, which means to open. Umpawa stewin means beautiful daybreak woman in the Dakota language, and it's the name that was given to Pat Northrup, who is the friend of mine who makes strawberry jam. But she also brings many things to life out of the earth around her home. And so to her, if you speak of one food, you might want to reference the other foods. So after I had written it and published it proudly in Poetry Magazine, she says, "What about the tomatoes?" So I added the tomatoes. Umpawa stewin. O te mini bashka mensigan ke gina gawinat wishka binoden wase agame minwa kipoka niboka bigishta at diba biganat gakina gajawen mongidwa gakina gawani angidwa. Nagamo in anwa nagamo hiang, miguana qua waje angidwa, ejijoming we angoba, moshkane modaya bekong, jibakakanet pibakadeyang, bozwangami yang bibong besha, ga oganik and ajigene bigok. Umpawa stewin. She makes strawberry jam, mixing sweet wind and shining water, with thick wisdom, pounding and measuring, everything we've cared for, everything we've lost, the songs we have not sung, the feathers yet to decorate, and all the ways we've smiled, filling jars to the brim, to be opened when we are thin, sleeping deeply in winter, near where the tomatoes once grew. So the first line, O de amine bash gamin sigan ke, that's the word for strawberry jam. But in that word, you hear heart berries that are crushed, and they are seeds, and we make them into something. So all the parts of that one word tell a story of making strawberry jam, really. So it's a verb, and that literally means he or she is making strawberry jam. When you have languages coming into contrast with one another, lots of people who do the work of translation would say that's the delightful space that you find, the in-between ways to explore those things and suddenly think things you never would have thought.
That was Margaret Noden and Umpawa stewin. I'm Ayana Contreras, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.